For the wise ones, it began with a hunch. For the magi, who had been studying the stars and surveying the skies and working and waiting, it still began with a hunch. Their preparation came ahead of the great story. Epiphany, the season of this brilliant manifestation, that aha that we think of, the revelation that first came from just showing up every day in ordinary time. The star in the east that they had been watching the space regularly before it even showed up. Sometimes I'm struck by the ordinariness of that. On this Epiphany Day, we give thanks to God for the mystical season in which God guides wise ones and the rest of us along the way in incredible ways. God, who guided the Magi to the Christ child in the ways by the stars, and then through voices in the dreams, you remember this part, to care well for the wise ones not to return as they had come, and for the Holy Family not to leave as they had come, despite King Herod's attempts to do harm elsewise. In the bitter cold and in the quiet of winter, these God sightings among us can feel like solid reminders that God's light is still among us as well. Epiphany is the church's way of impressing on us that discipleship, the thing we do, is as much about being spoken to as it is about speaking. It's as much about adoring as it is about serving. It's as much about perceiving as it is about doing. It's as much about finding as it is about seeking. Epiphany is that season when God lights a light in the dark and says, a little bit like the children's game, come a little bit closer, a little bit closer. You're getting warmer over here, a little bit more. Yes, do you see now? Marco, Polo, Polo, Polo. Think of warm thoughts here in the pool, just for a moment. You had a warm thought, I heard it. As we begin this new year together, I want to invite us to walk together in a scripture for the full of 2018. Let me read it for you first from the Message. Don't fool yourself into thinking you're a listener when you're anything but. Let the word go in one ear and out the other. Act on what you hear. Those who hear and don't act are like those who glance in the mirror, walk away, and 2 minutes later have no idea who they are or what they look like. You all know it this way. James 1, 22. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. You've heard that before, right? Be doers of the word and not hearers only. Too often, you and I, it's all of us, have proverbially nodded our heads. So that's an interesting idea. And we've waited for somebody else to jump in. We've heard the good news of Jesus and said, I hope somebody else picks up on that really good idea. Maybe somebody else will take charge of doing just that thing. I like the idea of journeying to the Christ child if somebody else can charter the bus trip to get there. This year, I want to encourage us to be doers of the word and not just hearers only. So what is it we're being asked to do? This is the question for all year. All year in worship, each sermon that begins with do and then something. Last year, you heard me say three resolutions we had. We'll do that again this year. You'll hear me to say, and boy, did that come out small, so I'll read it for you, unless your eyes are better than mine. The first, they sound familiar here, to invite someone to accompany you to an event. That's the invitational part of our life together. The second, and I'll talk about this in a minute, is to read and reflect on the Gospel of Mark. I'll tell you something about that in a minute. And the third is to serve God in mission in one new and meaningful way. Let me say something. First, we're called like the Magi, not just to follow Jesus for ourselves, but to share the light and life of Christ with others. To invite others and to serve is an integral part of the sharing the light, the disciple part. We'll spend time talking about the do of that. Last year, we read through the book of Genesis together. We dug deep into the stories of God's beginnings and found those stories were our stories as well. We found that in the stories of the heel grabber Jacob, we knew some upstarts, and some of us were heel grabbers and upstarts as well. This year, as I began to pray through my own reading of the scriptures together, I was drawn to the Gospel of Mark for us. So I want to challenge you to read those 16 chapters. That's what's in Mark. We'll touch on all 16 in the year in Mark. But I want to ask you to read it devotionally. It was the first of all the Gospels written, and it shares many in common with Matthew and Luke and John, but it presents the quickest, captures the littlest, and has very little detail. As Genesis gave us an opportunity to study beginnings, so does Mark in a very different way. The 16 chapters of Mark will call you and me to do immediately. You'll hear that quite a bit in Mark. I told you there'd be multiple things to do in 2018, but for today, you heard me say to the children about these star words that are sitting up here in the manger with the baby Jesus. Let me say a word about them. On Tuesday, our staff gathered around these star words and had an opportunity to let the star word select them. They're a single word, one on each star. The idea is that the word would guide you through the year. So as you come for communion this morning, take a single word from the manger. My guess is, as happened for us on Tuesday, one will catch your eye. One will almost select you. I will ask you to pray with it throughout the year, to put it in a place that catches your eye. Maybe it's on the bathroom mirror, or maybe it's on the bedside table, wherever it is you know that will catch your eye throughout the day. There's a couple of copies of some of the words, so if somebody else takes the word that catches your eye, there's another chance for you. We prayed over these words as a staff that you all would be blessed by what it is that God has in store for you. For me, the word that chose me was possibility. It's already been a part of my prayers yet, so I find myself praying for whatever possibility 2018 has that we've as a congregation not yet considered. So as you come for communion today, come for a star word. Come and prayerfully receive God's gift. Pray about it and place it in that place, wherever it is for you. Ask God to guide you. Open to where God is moving. In a world where we've been asked to do lots of things at the same time, you and I are always asked to multitask and how many things can you do at once. I never quite get that exactly right. Y'all are better at it than me. I'm asking you to do one, to focus on one word and do it well. Let God speak through one word. With a singular focus, the wise ones followed one star. They weren't deterred with the others. Remember, there's lots of stars in the sky. King Herod tried to get them involved in the palace intrigue of who should and shouldn't be king. They didn't engage. They stayed focused on God's guiding light. The star led them to the Christ. And after worshiping the child, they returned a different way. They returned changed. We too are changed after having encountered the Christ. So may your star word focus you singularly on God in 2018, that you too might return different from how you have come. This, my friends, is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.